You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the third and final hour of tonight's live broadcast of the Political Cesspool radio program. Keith Alexander on vacation tonight. He'll be back in the studio next week. Eddie the Bombardier Miller in with me for the full 3 hours tonight as we We broadcast from our flagship here in Memphis, Tennessee, and of course, as always, going out to the AMFM affiliates across the country in select markets of the Liberty News Radio Network and simulcasting online at thepoliticalcesspool.org. Again, it is now back up and running. Sam Bushman, the owner of Liberty News Radio Network, a frequent guest and host of his own award-winning talk show, the Liberty Roundtable, Monday through Friday, is going to be our guest here for the first two segments of the third hour, and he is going to navigate the stormy skies with Eddie the Bombardier Miller on a case that Eddie has wanted to bring tonight to the show. Sam, a little more caught up on the ins and outs of it than me. I'm an expert on a lot of things, but not everything. I think Sam may be, though, expert on everything. But we're going to be talking about Edward Snowden. And as big of a story as that's been, I don't know if we've really covered it very much on the Political Cesspool. So, Sam, I want to start with you, and then I want to toss it over to Eddie and let you and him have a back and forth for the next couple of segments here. Just start from the beginning, a quick but broad overview of the case of Snowden. Obviously, many people calling him a traitor, some people calling him a patriot. The thorns that Obama has said Putin has injected into Russia and United States relations and so on and so forth. And then we'll get back to Pappy.
All right. Really quick before the Snowden thing, though, I've been listening to your last couple of hours while I've been kind of running the show from this end. And all I can tell you is I think that Justin Bieber might be eventually the role model to start on campuses, black wannabe clubs. There'll be black wannabe unions. And one of the best ways you get rid of your white guilt is to become a black wannabe, and you dress and act and behave and talk, and you learn Ebonics as your second language and such like that, and then you make real so-called progress for the nation under the political correct guise of deception. That's their agenda.
You know, Sam, I've actually heard people say that, what you said, and being serious about it. Here in Memphis, for instance, we have a very large black population, and there's a never-ending drumbeat of it's racist to have especially white teachers come into an area of Memphis in the educational system where there's a high black population of students because they don't understand this uppity white English, and that the This is true. James can back me up on it. There have actually been cases in Memphis and surrounding areas where white teachers have been required to take Ebonics to learn how to speak the black lingo in the ghetto. Since I was a kid, I guess I was lucky. I guess maybe I could apply for college credit, y'all, and get credit for knowing Ebonics, and that could be a foreign as a foreign language in case I go back to school get my master's degree in nursing. But that's true. Hey, Sam, you're closer to the truth than you probably realize.
Oh, no, I know that it's the truth. I know that's the way, that's their intention. And their intention is to change the culture. And no offense to anybody else, but the goal is to debase the culture, to bring us all down to the lowest common denominator they can get. And they don't care which methods they use to get us there, as long as we become a very docile, controlled population. Docile in that we don't attack the government. Very controlled in that we just attack each other, docile in that we do whatever they say, whenever they say, without question. They're the boss. We obey. And they have an agenda for this. And I know it sounds crazy, but it's true. And I bring this up to talk about Snowden. And I know that sounds crazy how you link the last 2 hours to Snowden, but here it is. Snowden is a very unique individual. He's not super collegiately trained. He's supposedly a very excellent IT man. He went into the military. He skipped the normal educational steps. He then became very good at this IT and this inside surveillance type information, data gathering. He, somewhere along the way, supposedly got uncomfortable with what was going on around him. He felt like, you know, this isn't right for us to gather all this. This isn't right for the government to snoop on everybody and absolutely data mine dossiers on everyone. from everything you do, from the food you eat to the drinks you drink to the talk you talk to the walk you walk to right on down the line. And this is wrong. And at some point he said, hey, I'm not going along anymore. I'm gonna whistleblow and tell the tale. Now, for that, historically speaking, if you believe in the founding fathers, that's a commendable act. If you want to talk about tyrannical thugs of kings worldwide, historically speaking, kings have never liked those who oppose their agenda, no matter how hostile, no matter how abusive, no matter how tyrannical, iron-fisted the abuse is. Hey, anybody who challenges the ranks is an enemy to the king. But it's never been that way in free societies, and that's really the rub becomes. And in a free society, he's a hero, Snowden is. In a tyrannical, iron-fisted society, he's nothing but an enemy. He's nothing but a reprobate. He's nothing but an enemy to the state, really, because he challenges the status quo. He challenges authority, and they would simply try to use perverted, they would say laws where Snowden's broken the law, and try to use that as their way to, in my opinion, deceive the American people off of the target. See, the real issue is what the government's doing to you. If you obey the supreme law of the land, real law, common law, moral law, God's law, then you say the government has no authority to spy on any of us at all. In fact, we're the boss, they're the employees, and they work for us. If you agree with the color of law, the perversion of the supreme law of the land, the replacement of the Almighty's common law with a perverted government regulation mouthpiece from on high like a king, then you start to say, hey, Snowden's broken the color of law. And I point this out because there's a very big difference that we need to understand about what is the law. Is the law what Barack says tomorrow? Is the law what the CIA, an unconstitutional agency, runs around and dictates? Is the law vigilante justice wrapped in cloaks of military secrecy called classified documents? Or is the law transparency according to the supreme law of the land? And so that's what the rub is. That's what the debate is. And you got to define who's on whose side who, if you will. And so what happened is Snowden basically was a whistleblower. Now, what's fascinating about Snowden's case is it smacks to this interesting case that you mentioned. What's her name? Karen?
Karen Silkwood.
Okay, Karen Silkwood. Now, Karen Silkwood was a whistleblower back in the 1970s. And she was considered a patriot by, again, the people who want an open, transparent society, people who want freedom, people who believe that the government works for us, and people who believe that the government, when they become rogue, should be exposed and accountable for their actions, that's where I belong, in that group of people. Well, Karen Silkwood was one of those. She blew the whistle on the government. The government got mad, went into all kinds of modes to cover things up. Well, anyway, one evening, she basically was driving her car, and they say she lost control of her car, smashed into a brick wall, and died in 1974. Although other stories say she was ran off the road, and evidence shows that. And, well, now it's in the conspiracy theory, the annals of conspiracy theory history. Well, the reality is, and the reason that I bring it up, is Snowden is virtually a mere case for that, all the way down to a dead reporter in his car. Only 2 months ago. Isn't that interesting? Quick pause. This is the Political Cesspool. We'll break it down in seconds. You are listening to your favorite talk show with James Edwards.
Hey, Sam.
Many of you have heard me talk about my vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this vigor stuff about? Well, vigor is defined as zest for life. Your strength in body and mind, your energy levels, it's kind of all wrapped into a term called vigor. Would you like to improve your vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby, that's 801-669-2211, and take your free vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again, and compare the results, you will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby, Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211 for your free vigor score test today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
To get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll free at 1-866-986-6397. And now back to tonight's show.
All right, back with you live. We are on the political cesspool. James Edwards updating the website in the studio. Sam Bushman and Eddie the Bombardier Miller breaking down some interesting parallels between the Edward Snowden case and a girl by the name of Karen Silkwood back in 1974. So she ran into this brick wall, they say, lost control of her car, died. Well, she was a whistleblower. Interestingly enough, some say that she was run off the road. She didn't lose control of her car at all, and the conspiracies are out there about that. Exactly what happened, I don't know, but I know enough to say I don't trust the government's narrative on anything. Now, the interesting thing about this is, historically speaking, we've had whistleblowers through the history of America, okay, and we've had good, honest reporters standing up for what's right. It's been done and done and done over and over and over. For example, the movie The Newsies documents this very well. It was a very well-known reporter that helped the Newsies kids in New York break the news and tell the tale of, hey, we're going to use the press against the man who was trying to shut us all down, and they did successfully. And because they got the people involved and the press was successful, the young boys who were news paper distributors, if you will, the Newsies, so to speak, they were successful because they got control of the press. Anyway, I digress except to say that our history is complete with examples. Well, so Karen Silkwood dies. Now we fast forward to Edward Snowden, who blew the whistle. Very similar circumstances of the reason they blew the whistle. They felt like, hey, I want to work for my government. Then they start working for their government. And before you know it, they come up to this understanding that, man, this ain't what I signed up for, baby. I thought I was going to, like, wear the red, white, and blue and stand for America true. And, man, it ain't coming out that way. These people are thugs. And so then they decide, I ain't going along with this. And so Edward Snowden stood up like Karen Silkwood stood up. And now Snowden is basically in this big contest between tyrannical governments say he's broken the law, he's an enemy to the state and a detriment, to the freedom fighter like us who say, hey, he's an American hero and he should blow the whistle on rogue government. And then rogue government doing their very best to manipulate the reality and deceive the people through the press, making them believe he's broken some law. Well, I don't see anywhere in the Constitution he doesn't have the right to stand up for the truth. Do you? So it all depends on what law you want to talk about, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm going to take these people on. I'm not an attorney, but I'm telling you right now, God's law never said lie, deceive, steal, violate people's rights everywhere, and then blame it on the whistleblower who tells the truth. That's like Satan's program. God's law says stand up for liberty, stand up for the truth, be moral and honest and wise in all your dealings every time. And is that clear of a moral discussion? Now let's talk about these parallels between Edward Snowden and the Silkwood lady. Because the parallels are incredible. Number one, Snowden had a guy who was like his reporter. I mean, he was like the man reporter. His nickname was the war reporter. His name was Michael Hastings, ladies and gentlemen. And Michael Hastings was a BuzzFeed contributor. He also wrote books about the wars in Afghanistan. He was best known for his articles in Rolling Stone magazine. It was an award-winning 2010 cover story for Rolling Stone. It was entitled The Runaway General. And basically, it revealed the military's manipulation on things. And a general had to resign over his stellar reporting. Anyway, long story short, man, like in July, poor old Michael Hastings just done wrecked his car and died. Wow. You know, no correlation there. Now, they would say, Sam, you're involved in the conspiracy theory. And my response would be, whenever the whistle blows, whenever people stand up and tell the truth, whenever good, honest people who have the power in the press to tell the tale, somebody winds up dead. And this seems to be a signature card of out-of-control, rogue, kingmaker government. It happens every time. You see it everywhere. And so that's where the parallels start, Eddie. I want you to take it from here because I want you to document some of these parallels that are very interesting.
You did an excellent job there, Sam. It's going to be a tough act to follow, brother. Before we get into that, I would just like to mention what you and I talked about right briefly. That's why the founding fathers put in as the very first amendment the freedom of the press. The freedom of the press shall not be abridged, because they feared a government, and they want the only way, and especially in those days before we had the internet, the only way that we the people had to keep track of what's going on in the government and to keep the government becoming an attack dog on the people that created it. They put in the First Amendment for freedom of the press. It's even before the Second Amendment. We know how much they valued the freedom of to keep and bear arms. Now, getting back to what you said, Sam, me and James interviewed the John DeCamp about the Franklin cover-up, as you talked about. But what Sam has brought up tonight, and what I liked about, and I didn't even know, I'd never heard of Karen Silkwood. If I had, I forgot about it. But this has happened even before the 70s, people, I guarantee you. From Karen Silkwood up to Michael Hastings, that's happened hundreds of times. And Sam's talking about all the dead reporters, every time they start getting on hot on a case with the government. And I'd like to also clarify the term government. We have a government inside a government, and we actually have, you know, different compartments of government. The DEA agent on here that we had earlier, Bob Mazur, he confirmed that. He said, yes, we do. We have a good CIA, bad CIA. But every time we get these reporters digging deep and getting to the truth, they wind up dead. They wind up in Senator John DeCamp said, Sam, to back you up, he said that one of the very favorite ways they can, they like to set these people up with these fake car wrecks like you talked about. Me and James in the break a while back, we're talking about this instance in Austria not too awfully long ago when they used a car wreck to kill this guy. We couldn't remember his name.
His name was Hader.
But what was his name?
George, something Hader.
His name was Hader. He was killed in Austria, but it happens all over the world. But in Mena, Arkansas, God only knows how many reporters were killed going over there investigating Whitewater. I mean, it got to be so bad.
Well, and then I used to interview Harry Reid, who talked about the drug trade running through Mena, Arkansas, which was an outgrowth of Iran-Contra and all that kind of stuff, too.
Yeah.
And, you know, you get into this big web that gets so complicated, so confusing, you can't even hardly trace all the realities of it. Now, this this guy that died, this Michael Hastings, this reporter, he did a bunch of work exposing U.S. Army General Stanley McChrystal.
McChrystal, yeah.
Okay, and then he forced him to resign.
Oh, Sam, okay. You know what else?
So when you're too on target, you know, at some point you wind up dead, and at first you could say, well, it's a conspiracy. We don't know which ones are facts where, because again, it's all classified document. It's all hidden information. A lot of it's hearsay. The thing is that when it happens over and over and over, you start to see a pattern.
That's what I was talking about, James, about the pattern. But that's why I brought in the Franklin cover-up. Also, Sam, I'm sure you know. Now, I'm 95% sure about this. Now, Edward Snowden has supposedly handed off some of the material he had that he knows about the government. And by the way, I don't want to get too sidetracked, but his dad, I've heard, Edward Snowden's dad, if I'm not mistaken, you probably know, he was a fairly high-ranking officer in the Coast Guard who was very dissatisfied with the government's story, the official government on 9/11. But supposedly, Edward Snowden, that's one of the things that got him turned against the government, I've heard. He saw the parallels you've been talking about. But Edward Snowden supposedly handed off some of this information he had that he's got from the NSA. He gave one of the key people he gave their information to was the said Michael Hastings we're talking about. And have you heard anything about that, Sam?
Well, I know that Snowden's dad says that Russia stands with his son and says that Vladimir Putin will not cave. Now, there's a big problem between the United States government and Russia because Russia is going to give Snowden some protection for a while. But he says, you know what? He's going to stand firm. The Russian leader's going to stand firm. Snowden's going to stand firm. Now, they say that they're forcing Barack's hand. And I think that's an interesting twist because at some idea, and this is very interesting, at some idea you would say, well, hey, why should Snowden hang out with the Russians to force the hand of our president? Well, because we don't even know who the president's mama is, and we don't even know if he's the president at all.
That's
no
one
knows
point.
Who he is. In fact, there's forged documents relating to this in an Alabama Supreme Appeal Court case right now with Judge Roy Moore at the helm. Quick pause on your radio.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you worried about America? Do you fear the power of the Obama brigades to take away your rights? The Obama presidency is the most radical left-wing administration in American history. Our constitutional liberties are in danger. What can you do? Join the Council of Conservative Citizens. For over 20 years, the CFCC has fought for the rights and ideals of the European American majority. The CFCC has won legal and political battles to protect your heritage and your liberties. The CFCC advocates strong state governments over the power of Washington, D.C. to rule your life. The CFCC believes in an American first foreign and domestic policy which opposes globalism and one world government. The CFCC advocates racial integrity as God's natural order. Visit our website today at www.cfcc.org and join fellow European Americans in the fight for our people.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, The Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today. Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips.
There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. Your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, I'm going to tie this all together now, ladies and gentlemen. Lon Snowden, which happens to be Edward Snowden's father. Lon says that he knows his son loves his country, and he's grateful for Vladimir Putin for giving him protection against Barack's regime. Now, he didn't say Barack's regime. That's what I said. But he basically said he's thankful. Now, the interesting thing here is this. In the scriptures, they teach us, by their fruits shall ye know them.
Amen.
And in my opinion, when you have to run to Russia for protection from the United States government rogue agents, Barack being chief among them, you got a problem, folks. We don't know who Barack's mama is. We don't know who Barack's papa is. He's half white and half black and claims he's black, says he's a Christian, but everybody believes he's a Muslim. We don't know where he comes from. We don't know if he's an American citizen. He's hidden documents. He's forged documents. Now, there's a forgery document appeals case right now in an Alabama Supreme Court on appeal. The judge sitting for this is Judge Roy Moore. Now, while this is going on, you've got Larry Klayman of Judicial Watch teaming up with Joe Arpaio's right-hand man on the investigation, Michael Zullo, and you've got multiple sheriffs and state senators and congressmen, as well as a federal congressman, getting ready to stand up on this very issue. So while Snowden's hiding in Russia from the government of the United States, Barack's guilty of document forgery in court now. And the mainstream press didn't tell you anything about it at all. Now, did they? Now, if that doesn't weave a tale of interest, I don't know what does, but this whistleblowing stuff is serious business, and I consider those who tell the truth and stand for what is right and honorable, good, honest, and wise servants of the Republic in the traditions of our founders, and I pray you do as well. So there's kind of the Snowden wrap-up, Eddie Miller, and we can get into a lot more detail about, we're just running out of time, but suffice it to say, this is serious business. When you see a guy have to run to Russia for safety from American government, rogue CIA, who knows who, where, because they're spying on everybody and violating everybody's rights, not just Snowden's, you know there's serious problems in the Republic.
Sam, you must have been reading my mind, fella, because I was going to say the same thing. I mean, when you got the American citizens having to go to the so-called evil Russia to get to to escape a tyrannical government, we are in bad shape. I would like to ask the American people out there, why is it okay for the government to the black ops government to monitor, like Sam mentioned, every single communique we have? I mean, I don't care if it's text message, a computer, a telephone, whatever. And I'm sure they read our mail. Why is it okay for the government that we the people supposedly created? We supposedly are the masters of our government. Yet we allow, and I lay this right at the feet of the American people. We allow this same tyrannical government to just treat us like a bunch of scumbag criminals, and we don't raise a thing. We don't raise a peep. Most of the people here don't people raise a peep about it in America, and. We're being the same government fondles in the airports. They're having unconstitutional checks on the highways. We're allowing all that crap to go on, and it's just not supposed to be that way. We're supposed to have a free and open press, Sam, to keep a track on the government to make sure they don't get carried away with all this crime. But where we have, like we said, you've pretty much covered it all, Sam. Every time we have a good reporter that stands up, probably in the past, well, going all the way back to Forrestal, the guy who was, I think, worked in the State Department, was murdered for trying to get a lot of secrets out. It goes back as far as you want to go in history.
Yeah, now they're trying to get Snowden to quit leaking information, which is even of greater concern. What are they afraid of? Why do they want to get him to quit leaking information? And last but not least, the latest headline says the FBI offered to transport Lon Snowden to go visit his son in Moscow. Lon said, I'm not going with the FBI anyway.
I don't think
crazy.
So. It's just amazing, you know. And I'd like to also ask the President Obama, Mr. President, you're always asking the people why do we object to unreasonable search and seizure? Why do we object to having our constitutional rights just butchered, and that we are secure in our person, our places, you know, in our papers and in houses? You always say that, if we're not guilty, why do we object to that? What do we have to hide? Well, to kind of repeat what Sam Bushman said, Mr. President, what do you have to hide? Who is your real mama? Who is your real papa? Who's your Uncle Sam? I mean, where was you born? I mean, for God's sakes, Sam, I don't know if you know about this. They can't even find one single person Columbia University that remembers Obama. If you went to BYU there in Utah, and you had and the President of the United States came out of BYU, and you were in his class, say you took a sociology class, wouldn't you be going around bragging to people, hey, guess what, guys? I was in a sociology class with the President of the United States. No one even remembers him. I don't think he's even in the college yearbook. No one knows. His grade transcripts are top secret. We can't see anything about it. We can't see his birth certificate. You point all of that, Sam. I'm just following up what you said. But the guy is a total mystery. But we do know that he is under criminal investigation every which way to sundown. And
in an era where it's supposed to be the most transparent government of all, and where they have violated all of our privacy and know everything about us, and we know nothing about him. Doesn't that just typify the problem, folks?
You know, the hypocrisy of that is just mind-boggling. And, you know, I think a lot of the white community is probably waking up to that fact. But, unfortunately, here in America, where we have a lot, especially the South, where we have a very high black population, and we're getting more Mexicans every day. They're not going to go along with that with a free and open press. You know, the people coming out of Mexico, they're not used to living in a free and open society. They want to come up here and make, you know, United States Mexico. That's one of the things I'm afraid, really fear about our country becoming a problem, primarily a third world populace, because we're just going to go more and more to a tyrannical government like they have.
And the real question is, what's going to happen to Mr. Snowden? The temporary protection given by Russia has already created a standoff between Russia and the United States. The older Snowden, the father Lon, says, hey, Vladimir Putin will not cave. But Barack already canceled a meeting with him. So the showdown is on. What'll happen to Snowden when it comes out the other end, I don't know. But I'm telling you right now, our liberty, and this is I want to build to this, Eddie, our liberty depends on the protection of Snowden. Because if he's not allowed to tell the truth, if he's not allowed to let you know factually what your government's doing to you, violating your Fourth and Fifth Amendment rights, violating your right to privacy, spying on all of you, taking liberties that they ought not, okay? If they're allowed to just trash Snowden and say he broke the law and make him accountable, but there's no accountability in the rogue elements of government, what is their next step going to be, I would ask the American people?
I would like to ask that same question. I mean, it's just so bad, and I know I've used this analogy before, but I'm just going to go back to it. Here's what's happened, in my opinion, Sam. I think that, in fact, we know, if Snowden didn't have the goods on our tyrannical government, and the black ops government here in the United States, the government within a government, if he didn't have the goods on them to prove that they're criminals, we already know that, the people in this radio show, your radio show, Sam, we know that he's a criminal. But if he did not have the hardcore evidence, which I'm sure he has, you know, they would not be after him so bad. It's just like, and I've used this analogy, you know, like Frank Nitti back in the 30s, he was the enforcer for Capone game. It's like some school teacher was coming home or a librarian, and he witnesses Frank Nitti and some of his bums killing a liquor store owner who won't pay insurance. Well, if and the guy sees that crime, and the federal government wants him to come to rat out to go and testify against the Nitti in the Capone gang, well, the mafia, they kill witnesses. That's what they do. And so it looks to me like the United States government, especially under Barack Hussein Obama, is more and more like a mafia every day. I mean, my God, they would, Al Capone only wishes he had the power at his hands, wished that he had that power at his disposal that Obama has. It's just blatant. The only possible reason they could want to get a hold of Snowden, and if they bring him back here, he's good as dead. The only possible reason they could want to get a hold of him, Sam, is because he can prove they're criminals. And I'm just hoping and praying to God that Putin does stick to his guns. It would be great some kind of way if we could get him and get this Hussein Obama in front of a court somewhere.
Well, and that's what they're trying to do. That's why I bring it up. Last statement I will make about Snowden is this. You know when you're on target because you're catching flack.
I tell you what, he's on target some because he's getting, I've never seen an attack against an American citizen from a president like this.
This is the Political Cesspool. James is going to wrap up.
Ladies and gentlemen of our Liberty Roundtable audience, we invite you to consider joining us. We use the services of George Costello in Utah Document Solutions. They are your authorized Xerox sales agent. We've been experiencing great service, pricing, and results, and we've gotten to know George and his team at Utah Document Solutions, your authorized Xerox sales agent. We were facing a huge increase from our former supplier, and we've been pleased to enjoy great service and an even lower cost of our documents. We recommend that you check with George to see if he can save you money like he has for us. Call George at 801-216-4816. He is your authorized Xerox sales agent. The number again, 801-216-4816.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0° sleeping bag. This comfortable, family-sized sleeping bag can hold 2 adults and 1 child, or 4 young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter Extra Large Cot, a camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the final segment of tonight's live broadcast of the Political Cesspool Radio Program. James Edwards back here with you now. I know when to lead, and I know when to shut up. And when you got to be Sam and Eddie, just really, and I was sharing this with Sam during the commercial break, who's, of course, board hopping for us at the network in Utah tonight. And, you know, when he and Eddie get on, I think they just have a special chemistry, and it adds another layer, another added dynamic to infuse into the show from time to time. And I really enjoyed that. Sam did have one parting comment to make, and that is that he believes Ed Snowden to be a patriot. But that one thing to remember is that in politics, nothing happens by accident. And that he thinks that Snowden was doing this for the right reasons. But that for some reason, the Obama administration must want this to come public. It must be part of their greater plan, because if Obama really wanted Snowden dead, he'd be dead. And that's something to think about. We now have Peter Scoop Stanton on the line, our intrepid Washington, D.C. correspondent. He's batting cleanup tonight. Last segment of the last hour. Scoop, it's all yours, my friend.
Good evening, James. Good evening, Cesspool family. Good evening, NSA. First and foremost, I want to tell everybody about my new hangout with my daughter. As you know, I've been trashing Chuck E. Cheese for forever and a day, and I found a place called Kid Junction. There's one in Northern Virginia and one in New Jersey. The one in Northern Virginia, the place is spotless. You don't have a bunch of third world people, and it's a good time for everybody. So hopefully, if you live in Jersey or Northern Virginia, you come check it out.
And well, now, we certainly will. That'll be on our things to do list, Scoop.
First and foremost, the Zimmerman Trayvon Martin thing never seems to stop. According to PatDollar.com, there's a mural out in the Florida Capitol building of Zimmerman shooting Trayvon Martin in the back of the head, and also next to Martin is Martin Luther King Jr.
Oh, man.
It's on PatDollar.com, and it's beyond disgusting. I mean, the Florida legislature passed down the Stand Your Ground law. I guess, according to the article, people can post their comments or whatever, but don't forget, Zimmerman is a private citizen and a free man who is convicted of absolutely nothing. Secondly, back to PatDollar.com. The Los Angeles Air Force Base had a diversity day, and at the diversity day was a drag queen doing some sort of performance.
Yep, that sounds about right.
It was attended by absolutely nobody. And this is the same Department of Defense that's banning all Bibles and mention of God, but allowing drag queens to perform on our bases.
That's right.
I did go online to make sure it wasn't a joke, and sure enough, there's a base called Los Angeles Air Force Base, and they had Diversity Day. and also, I like to wish a happy vacation to the First Family. As you know, the president does deserve it. After all, he did clean up Fast and Furious, Benghazi, IRS, and we have a budget now. Oops, no, we don't. Back to
you
in the studio.
Touche, Scoop. Touche. Well, he's probably thinking about tackling some of those, and I'm sure in the best interest of tax-paying, law-abiding citizens such as present company. I'm sure he's going to get onto that after the vacation. Where did he go? Do we know that?
He went, being a down-to-earth, hard-working man, he went to Nantucket Island, Massachusetts.
Okay, all right. That's probably where Keith is tonight. You know, Keith Alexander's on vacation. He's probably up there with Obama, which is why he's not answering his phone tonight.
Right, and I think it's just great that this country's broke. We got the sequester going on, and Obama decides to go up to Nantucket, and he's going to rent the place on his dime. That's no problem, but his Secret Service detail need to be put up for places. Now, this being the height of the summer season, guess who picks up the protection costs? You and me.
Yep. Well, Scoop, I'm thinking here, and this is unrelated to what you were just saying, but how do you feel about taking on an assignment there in Washington, D.C.? I'm going to send you on an assignment and then have you come back and report your findings. Would you be willing to do that? Would you be willing to take that on for the greater cause?
Of course.
He just see that. That's what I love about him, Eddie. Now, that's a team player. He said yes, having no idea what it may be. But, well, we covered a lot of the news that was featured tonight on the political cesspool and on our website, I should say. One story we didn't quite get to tonight, Scoop, is a movie review that was posted by a gentleman. I'm not sure who he is, but he wrote a great review from our side of the equation. His name is Christopher Graham, and he wrote a movie review of The Butler, which stars Oprah Winfrey, the one who is discriminated against so much, and Forrest Whitaker. And it's the fictitious tale of a noble butler, Forrest Whitaker, in the White House, and the racism that he saw through the eyes of a butler serving any number of presidents. And so it's a good review. I'd encourage people to read it. Now, the last time we had a movie day in the cesspool, it was me and Eddie and Keith. Did Winston go with us, Eddie? Did that? It was okay. It was one of our local supporters went with us. We went to go see Edge of Darkness, starring Mel Gibson. Now, I've been to the movies since then, but not for a program-related assignment. That was a heck of a movie. Mel Gibson, of course, is going to make a good movie, especially since he got, you know, money to make his own films. And this is one, of course, that he directed and so on and so forth. But we went to see that. And, of course, this was right around the time that Hutton Gibson had appeared on our show. One of his appearances with us that made huge news, Entertainment Tonight was calling and all that. That was the last time we went and saw a movie for the express purposes of coming back onto the radio and talking about it. This would be a little bit different animal. And, you know, I got to suffer through all the stories that we cover on a weekly basis, and you do too, Scoop. But I'm wondering if you're willing to take one for the team and go see that movie and come back and tell us what you thought about it. Even if it's good, you might say, hey, you know, nothing wrong with this movie. It's a great movie. This is what I found. Just, will you go, will you be our Siskel and Ebert?
Sure, but I'd rather go watch the drag queen perform over at the Air Force Base. But funny you should bring that up. I did a little research about movies concerning black superstars or black historical figures, and they don't make that much money. Red Tails was a bomb. 42 made a little bit of money. Antoine Fisher lost money. Men of Honor made a little bit of money. Blindside made a ton of money because I had all these guilty of white liberals watching the movie. But overall, unless it's a Denzel Washington action flick or a Tyler Perry movie where he dresses up as the D character as a goofball, these movies don't make a lot of money.
Well, I don't think I don't think the purpose for them is to make money. It's just further social indoctrination. And I said this is a fictitious account. I believe it is supposed to be based on a historical figure, a butler. But I'm sure there are some liberal, what's the word I'm looking for here? I'm sure they take liberty, liberally in the retelling of this tale.
Right. But here's a for instance. Those people that serve the presidents in the White House, they're Navy stewards. That's under the Department of Navy. So fictitious butler played by Forrest Whitaker, who was just a hack actor himself, is already off the mark. Because and if you go through history and people that did serve the president, even in the time of Jim Crow, they were, you know, proud as proud can be because they're serving the country, serving the president. So instead of giving the producers money, I'll find other ways to watch The Butler, and I'll give a Scoop's movie review.
You might have to get it on one of these bootleg sites, because for you to invest, how much is a movie ticket in D.C.? About 17 bucks?
Something like that. I mean,
that might break the bank. I don't think Eddie or I could afford that on our budget here at the cesspool. Hey, you know, I would like to send you a check for you to go see the movie, but unfortunately, we don't have that much of a budget. So you might have to find it on one of these bootlegs or you know, watch it from somebody who took a little camera in undercover. I don't know. But if you have the chance, and this is asking a lot now, because you'd have to take...
Yeah, I'll have to find out about these bootleg sites, because I watch nothing on bootleg. But speaking of which, good movie about Detroit. Go to a movie about the fire department. It's called Burn. it's now these shows about the fire department who are overworked, underpaid, or just Detroit in general.
Well, we will be sure to do that scoop. Keep me posted if you can get the agency to go and see the movie. I've appreciated your report tonight, and we have about a minute left, and as I always do, and we look forward to your next installment on next week's show. Eddie, we got about a minute left, a little bit less than that, I guess. I know you want to say hi to a couple of people, one being Holly, who drove up from Texas, young lady in her 20s, drove up to Texas last week, from Texas last week, to sit with us in the studio. You got about 5 seconds.
We'll also like to say hello to Scoop. Like to say hello to Mary Dodd, who goes to church with me, to Holly from Texas. Really appreciate her being here, and to Lee Cochran. Good night, everybody.
God bless y'all. On behalf of the staff, I'm James Edwards. We'll see you next week.
Go to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.